G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot on the start of a new week.
Jesus had some very hard sayings, some very challenging things. Even a short glance at the Gospels will tell you that. I want to be number one, supreme over everything in our lives. That includes our family, includes our friends, and it even includes our possessions and our money. And alas, that's a cost too high for some people, even within the Gospels. And within the Gospels, there's the story of Jesus' encounter with a man. And we'll call him Basil. Not Basil the rat from Fawlty Towers. Basil runs up to Jesus and he wants eternal life. He wants it now and he asks Jesus, how can I get it? He's fully kept all the commandments that Jesus tells him. However, with Jesus, there's always a surprise, isn't there? And when Jesus said to Basil that in order to follow him, he would have to give up all his wealth and possessions in order to have this treasure in heaven and eternal life, Basil's face looks disconsolate and shattered. The life of Basil, this rich young ruler, reflected a life of self-absorption and self-interest and self-importance. It was a step too far for Basil. He wanted his riches and he wanted his everlasting life, but Jesus said he couldn't have both. He remains the only person that we know of who left Jesus' presence full of sorrow. I wonder if he ever regretted that. And that was all due to putting his trust in himself, his riches, and his wealth alone. Now, riches in and of themselves are not necessarily wrong. In fact, every one of us here is rich compared to some of the people in East Africa who are undergoing drought, our brothers and sisters there. But for Basil, well, he wasn't willing to make the sacrifice to required to follow this Jesus. He couldn't count the cost to follow Jesus. It was too high a price for him to pay. And I wonder what you've given up in and as a result of following this Jesus. What sacrifices do we make to follow Jesus? And it's all part of the wow factor of Jesus. It's all through the Gospels. Jesus demands that he is number one and he is supreme over everything in our life.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also have forgiven those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers Think Spot. See you again real soon.